Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Do Not Worry. Christ addressed the issue of wealth, or mammon, in Matthew 6:19-24, telling us this should not be the focus of our lives. But now he goes on to address the issue of worrying about not having enough in 6:25-34. Both hoarding and worry are sins. In both cases, the issue is a lack of trust in God. Matthew 6:25, Jesus said, Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? The word therefore ties with what Jesus has just said regarding having the proper attitude towards money, materialism. He has just addressed the issue of laying up treasure. Now he goes on to address the issue of worrying about not having enough. I mean, if you're really going to focus on laying up your treasure in heaven, what about having enough to get by while you're still on earth? Well, this is what Jesus here addresses. Jesus said, Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. The key word here is worry. Jesus is not encouraging irresponsibility. Rather, he is addressing the issue of sinful worry. The word worry literally means to be drawn in different directions. Worry serves to tear us up. It is to be emotionally torn apart. Worry makes a mess out of you. Ed Glasscock writes, Worry is to become so fixed upon a certain concern that one's thinking and energy are dominated and a lack of trust in God's provision is demonstrated. As you study the whole counsel of God, you will find there is a difference between worry and proper concern, between worry and being properly responsible, between worry and proper planning. Jesus is here addressing the issue of sinful worry. Do not worry is an imperative, meaning it is a command. Jesus is talking about the basic necessities of life related to food, drink, and clothing. And here in verse 25, Jesus argues from the greater to the lesser, saying, Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Life has a greater purpose than food and clothing. William MacDonald says, quote, This type of worry causes us to devote our finest energies to making sure we have enough to live on. Then before we know it, our lives have passed and we've missed the central purpose for which we were made. End of quote. Life is not merely about preoccupation with food and clothing, with obtaining stuff. We were created for God. Our major preoccupation in life is to be with God and the things of God. Years ago, we had an evangelist by the name of Sam Dalton come to our church. Sam told the story about a man in his home who was always so busy, in his home church, I should say. He told a story about a man in his home church who was always so busy making a living that he never had time to serve Christ. He never had time for church. He never had time to serve the body. Sam told him that he was going to work himself to death and that his family would feed better after he was gone. And then Sam said, and that is exactly what happened. Yes, we need to make a living, but our life should be for God. Yes, we need to make a living, but life is more than food and clothing. Moody Bible Commentary, quote, God gives the greater gifts, life in one's body, and will supply the lesser ones, food and clothing. End of quote. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.